Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your girl Basha, you already know. I just kind of wanted to let you guys know that I am so grateful for you guys, and I wanted to give you a quick just announcement and update. So I started a Threads account on my personal page at Basha Regine, and I look forward to keep posting in there, and a broadcast channel will be coming soon that could possibly be connected to this podcast. So just stay on the lookout for that. Don't forget to follow me at Basha Regine and follow my podcast at Young Black Muslima. You already know, this is Regine Radio, and we are a community of blossoming humans in which sometimes I answer questions to make you think about your potential to make change, but you already know it's up to you. My answers are based off my experience and knowledge of self and understanding of my way of life, which is Islam. So believe me when I say I want for you what I want for myself. Alhamdulillah. So I really want to take the time to talk about sisterhood, because I think that the main thing, you know, that inspired me to do this podcast was sisterhood, really needing support in so many ways that I didn't know who to go to without feeling judged, without feeling overwhelmed, or feeling like I wasn't getting everything I needed. So one of the things that I thought was so beautiful about Islam was the sisterhood, and understanding it now is even more beautiful, because it's I've connected with so many different sisters from all around the world, and I've been able to understand what is the key, you know, thing in the sisterhood, and it's character. And I really, really, you know, work on that first, myself, where am I at? How do I come into this relationship and be, you know, of good character, you know, understanding what that is. And so when I think about when I was in Yemen, and, you know, one of my teachers, may Allah be pleased with her, Ustada Zainab, said very much, you know, how Fatima Zahra carried herself. You know, it was said that Rasulullah said that she is iman, in human form, right? SubhanAllah. So really being able to embody that in my character was the most important, because what is it about iman that, you know, we have to continuously remind ourselves about and continuously be aware that Allah is, you know, our everything, and we have to prioritize our relationship with Allah and know that there is nothing, no one that is comparison. And so when you realize that and you understand, okay, that's a certain definite. Now, how do I work on my relationship with Allah? So then I can be a reminder within my sisterhood so that I can grow and expand that relationship through sisterhood. And what you can do as well is expand that relationship with Allah as well, you know, by being in your khalwa, being in your seclusion. But the sisterhood would only grow and be peaceful if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the center of it. And so sisterhood and character and sister, really focusing in on this for today's episode, you know, I just know some beautiful sisters that have such, mashallah, their characters are just phenomenal. You know, we are really sincere about who we place in our circles, or just in general, who we want to be surrounded around to grow in our iman and to grow in our deen. You know, may Allah make it easy. But one thing I realized about us is that we are always there for each other, no matter what. And so understanding what that looks like, understanding what you don't want it to look like, what have you outgrown, what are you wanting from your sisterhood, what do you need to talk about, what do you not need to talk about. And so, you know, embodying that character that Fatima Zahra had, you know, this iman, just in human form, being that ambassador, is really what I want to unpack over these next couple episodes, because I feel like closing out and going into the chapter of rewinding to, you know, just my story and Young Black Muslima, how it all started. This is a great place to end season 4, but really just understanding how do we do that, you know. And so I want you guys to DM me. You know, obviously you guys know you can add voice notes. You can let me know what you guys think in comments on this podcast as well. You know, how do we become more aware of our character within our sisterhood, and how are we setting boundaries within that? How are we bettering each other by being, you know, vocal about what we don't want you know, within the sisterhood, what we're not allowing because we are working on our character. So that's one thing I want to like have a sit with and then continue discussing that throughout the next last episodes of season 4. SubhanAllah, like we're almost to season 5, which is going to be such a beautiful thing. I look forward to expanding and talking to you guys more about that. So bismillah, let me know what you guys think. You know, I'm really interested to hearing how we can do that. How does sisterhood define character? How does character define sisterhood? Because it can be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. How are we able to do that? Like, is there any fitna, you know, is there any riba going on, any gossip, any things that really just kind of put you at a standstill with where you want to grow to with your relationship with Allah? Because as sisters, we should just be reminding each other of Allah, period. Like, there should be no toxicity bouncing back around in the friendship or in the sisterhood, but we also are human, so we have to acknowledge those things, set our boundaries, and understand where we're at and what we need. So bismillah, I look forward to hearing this, and let's keep this conversation going, and let's connect on this sisterhood and character. How does it define the sisterhood when you have that beautiful character or working on beautiful character? And how does sisterhood define your character? And how does your connection with Allah define that part of your character and your sisterhood? So we're going to go into it in the next couple episodes. So I just kind of want you to think about it and unpack it a little bit with me. Assalamu alaikum.